March 25, 1977. I am Natalie Smith. On behalf of the Lewis Edgerton Smoot Library, I am interviewing Mr. J. S. Dishman, former sheriff of King George County, Virginia, at his home in Nind, Virginia. Mr. Dishman, how did you happen to choose to run for sheriff of King George County?
The office became vacant while the sheriff resigned, and some official of the county asked me, and after considering, I took it for an unexpired term for 1 month and 1 year. And at the end of that year, I ran for the first time without an opposition. Of course, I was elected. The next 3 times, I had opposition each time, but I was elected each time. And on the 5th time, I refused to run again. That was the end of that term.
Mr. Dishman, was your office in the courthouse, and if you had any prisoners, where did you keep them?
There were offices in the courthouse that allowed me to use the jury room. Of course, on court day, the jury had the room and I didn't. The jail was condemned by the state as soon as I took the job. And then I made arrangement and used Fayetteville jail for all of my prisoners. Bounce the term.
Did you have any deputies to help you? Did you have a telephone? Did you have a patrol car?
I didn't have any deputies. Not until 44. The conversation board in Richmond allowed me to have a part-time deputy. And I had a part-time deputy and could only take him on when I actually needed him.
Did you have a telephone or a car?
I had a car, a telephone in my home, but none in the car.
And there was no telephone that you could use in the courthouse?
Oh, yeah.
There was a telephone.
And I could use a telephone in the clerk's office.
When people needed you, if a crime was being committed, where did they call you?
They could call me at my home. All they could get me to call me at my home, because I didn't have no radio in the car. But later, the state had a surplus of second-hand radio, and I bought one myself and had it installed into my car.
Was that at your own expense?
I bought it at my own expense and had it put in. Buying it and put it in cost me $100. But the state kept it up after I got it.
I see. Mr. Dishman, what kind of crime occurred in the county while you were sheriff?
Well, the first time, most of it were misdemeanors. I had no serious crime, no murders during my term.
And you had no crimes committed with guns?
Yes, I had one committed with gun, but it turned out to be accidentally, and it didn't amount to a criminal.
What crimes were classified as misdemeanors?
Such as traffic and ordinary assault and robbery.
And petty thievery?
What's it called? Petty robbery? For my first term, I never had no real serious crime.
Was there much breaking and entering?
Not as much as first, but my last term, I had very much of it. It had begun to increase. And the most of my works of art last was silver wine. Silver wine is to collect bills. I had them piled on there ain't much. Now, when I first took the sheriff office, I only had to go to King George 3 days a week. I had county court 3 days a week and that. But after the first term, it became every day. It increased. And the longer I stayed there, the more it increased. So that's what all of that.
Mr. Dishman, how did you catch speeders in your patrol car?
Well, my car was officially tested for speeders, and I had a two-way radio and a siren, and when I was out on the road and saw any violation, I would take it up, and I pulled right many speeders.
I've heard that you once arrested Elder Michaud from Washington. Can you tell us about that?
I was coming from Fredericksburg to King George, and on a straight lane, it was in Maytime, a limousine passed me and it was running very fast. And I had great much difficulty in stopping them, but when I stopped them, I checked on the driver and his operating license already, and I asked him for the registration card. And he said, the reverend in the back got the reverend, got the registration card. Well, I said, who's the reverend? He said, Reverend Michaud. I said, Reverend Michaud, guiltily get acquainted. And when he came out with his Bible in his hand. He said, how often should I forgive that brother? Seven times? No, seven times seven. And if you find your brother in fault, go to him. And he went with such a length on the Bible until he got through. I said, well, go that way and sin no more. And he hollered out as loud, you could hear him 100 yards. He said, go that way and sin no more. He said, preach on that tomorrow. And he did. And I heard him next morning. He gave a good count of it. And from that, he would send me literature from his office and wrote me. He said, when you come to Washington, let me know and I have my car and tell you where you want.
Did you ever go to Washington?
I didn't go. Yeah, I went, but I didn't call on him.
Oh, that's a shame.
He preached the next. No, he turned off.
Were there any other famous people to whom you gave tickets?
I had a call to Paul Stateson Robert O'Neill. I was on traveling 301 heading north, and a car passed me right rapid. And I had difficulty in stopping them, but never stopped them. I found the state senator, Robert O'Neill, and he was on the way to the Law of Maryland to the horse races. And first day he said, Sheriff, he said, how is my good friend Douglas Gray? I said, I'm going to give you a chance to renew your acquaintance with him. I said, certainly you don't seem to like King George, do you? He said, yes, I like King George. I said, look like you're in a big hurry to get out of here. And I gave him a ticket, and he came back to town and paid his fine. I won't mention, but cut off.
Mr. Dishman, why don't you tell us a little bit about your childhood and how old you are and when you were born?
I was born and raised in King George, lived in King George all my life. I was born in 1885. And I had one brother and four sisters. We all lived together and all is gone and been gone except me. And I went to school to a one-room school. I had a freshman for 5 months a year, later the 6 months, and I might reach seventh grade. I never went to school after I was 18 years old, I had to go to work. And I was married when I was 28 years old, and I raised seven children, five daughters and two sons, and all are living and all got families of their own. And I'm the only one of my original family living.
Mr. Dishman, you say you've lived in King George all your life?
Yeah, I have lived in King George all my life.
But you're not finished.
But I haven't finished yet.
That's good news.
I have lived here all my life up to now, but I haven't finished.